Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. There is so much swimming around in my head today, and who knows where this is going to go, but a couple of the things that I've been exploring and wanting to express are around homogenization, which sounds a bit like, oh my God, is she turning into a conspiracy theorist or something? And the other thing is my decision to, or not my decision to stop producing Rock Your Mic right every week, but the decision to step more fully into owning who I am and sharing in that world from that place, which is also about homogenization or unhomogenizing yourself. So what the fuck am I talking about when I talk about homogenization? Well, this is a concept that really came to me, I guess, through the work that I've been doing in human design, but it's been really in my face since my daughter started school. Because there's been this internal struggle within myself around the entire education system, really, but particularly the standard public kind of education system, I guess. And I'm not a school hater, right? Like, my daughter goes to school. I could have homeschooled her. It's not for me. I've sent her to a school. And there is this little internal confliction around that. Because, like, when I go to a school, I find it just like the fucking most bizarre thing. Here is my little child who I've worked really hard to, or not worked really hard, but I've really tried to instill a sense of self within her, knowing who she is, being okay with honoring that, and then putting her into a school where literally, like, you know, self-expression is really important to me. And to her, she loves to wear makeup, which is nothing to do with me, because if you know me, you know, like, I probably wear it once every 6 months. She loves makeup. She loves creatively expressing herself through clothes. She loves art. And then she goes into this school where literally I don't even know. I turned up the other day to put a few dollars in her bag for lunch and I couldn't find her because they all look the fucking same. They've all got their hats on and their uniforms on and you can't tell one kid from the other unless you get right up in their face. And it feels really disconcerting, or I don't know if that's the right word, but I feel weird about it, especially because a lot of the work that I do in the world is around unhomogenizing yourself, right? It's about being okay with standing out. It's okay. It's about being okay with expressing yourself. It's about owning the truth of who you are and not coming from a bunch of shoulds. And this school system really seems to want to homogenize us and really seems to want to make us all the same. You know, like, difference is not celebrated really that much by society when we're in a system like that. So this has been a bit of an internal struggle for me. And I'm not sure, like, you know, I guess I've reconciled it within myself because I'm like, well, you know, she lives with me and she comes home to me who's like, express yourself, babe, it's okay. So yeah, so like a lot of the stuff is how free we are to express ourselves in our home environment too, right? So anyway, that aside, that's what I've been kind of thinking about when it comes to people and differentiation. And I last week announced on my Instagram that I would do some purpose and passion sessions with a touch of human design, and they sold out. And I've been doing them this week and really loving it because it really highlights to me how easy it is for us to fall into the box of what we think we need to be in order to please our family, please the people around us, fit in, belong. We often, it's like sometimes it can feel like we're cutting off our arm to fit into the box, right? And other times we're not even aware we're in a fucking box. So these readings that I've been doing have been, or not really readings, but these sessions that I've been doing have been really highlighting to me how different we all are and how we can't not actually be playing out our design, right? We can't actually not be who we are. We're just who we are in any given moment. So I guess I want to like really highlight that, that even if we feel like we're not on purpose, we often are in ways that, but we just haven't been seeing the ways that we are. And I've just found human design as a great map to be able to go, well, this is who I am and this is how I'm showing up in the world. Are these two married? And do they fit? Do I feel like I'm in alignment here? And when I did my purpose and passion session on myself, yes, but what it, yes, I am, is what it highlighted to me. And it also highlighted to me ways that I could even more step into the truth of who I am, which led to some big decisions. So when I got to thinking about like, and looking at my design and thinking about purpose and passion, because if I'm going to run something with you guys, I want to be having done it myself. I want to come from a place of alignment and integrity. And that means doing the things that I want and I ask my clients to do. I have to have been willing to give it a crack myself and be in integrity with that. Walking my talk, leading by example, right? So when I started looking at my chart, what became really apparent was this need to speak in the now, need to honor my creativity and honor myself. And when I looked at the way I show up in the world, you know, something that has been really apparent to me over the last couple of years, but it's a lesson that I'm still kind of going around the mountain on, you know, that idea that we often circle around, like often we think, oh yeah, I've dealt with that. And then we circle back around to it. And what we're actually doing is like ascending up the mountain. So we're going to come up against the same thing again and again and again until we integrate it, until we reach the top of that, right? And then sometimes we have to descend. But anyway, that's a bit depressing. But, you know, like we're going around and we're coming across the same thing, but what we're doing is moving further up and up the mountain. So those transitions become quicker and eventually we do hopefully integrate our learnings and start not to be making the same mistakes. But some of these lessons are here for life, right? And they're things that we're here to learn in this lifetime. And one of them for me is actually trimming the excess, right? Like, and honoring my voice in the now. So, I mean, that's what I'm doing here. I had all this stuff swimming around. I feel like I want to find a place for it, and this is my place for it. So it feels good for me to be showing up at Carlosophy's still weekly, because there's always something that I'm exploring that week and there's always something to share. What I found was happening with Rock Your Mic Right was I was coming to this place where it was a spreadsheet, you know? It was a spreadsheet of shit that I thought people needed to hear. Or it was becoming that way. I could feel the energy shifting into a place of obligation and duty rather than showing up from inspiration. And so when I checked in, it felt like it was time for me not to close the door and walk away, but to start honoring what does work for me, which is honoring my inspiration and showing up when I feel called. Because what can tend to happen is when I'm showing up for the sake of showing up, I really end up watering down what I'm trying to say because, you know, you're just tuning in and there's nothing really impactful there. Sure, there might be some good knowledge or, you know, that I might teach you a few things. But for me, I want to move people. I want my voice and my work in the world to have potency. And when I'm watering it down or I'm making it more palatable, it's not what I'm here for. And over the last couple of years, I've looked at the things that have worked and the things that haven't worked. And the things that have worked are when I am honoring myself in the present moment. So, and this has been one of the hardest lessons for me to learn, is to honor myself moment to moment. Because in this wonderful business world, you know, we're supposed to take an idea, have the idea, solidify the idea, and then like scale the idea. But when I do that, it doesn't work. But when I honor myself in the now and I'm like, what's here for me now? Like, what can I create now? Then those things tend to work, and it's way more exciting for me, and it's way more potent than if I'm just rehashing the same old shit. I am an evolutionary being, so I'm here to, you know, like not nail myself into something, but give myself permission to just keep showing up and sharing and then seeing what comes of that. Yeah. So that's my thoughts for today and where I'm at. Some things, I guess, to ponder, you know, like how are you, what limbs are you cutting off in order to fit into the box? And can we dump the box altogether? Can we come to a place where we are more accepting of others? And can we come to a greater place of understanding ourselves? Because I feel like that's really the key to unlocking compassion and empathy and all those wonderful things, is through understanding ourselves and coming from a place of compassion for ourselves first, which is really what I've been doing for the past decade, is learning to love myself again. And now it's about really, I get now to step into fully owning that, fully honoring myself, even when it goes against the grain, even when I'm the one who is the freak in the group of homogenization, right? In a world of homogenization, there I am, the freak. That's okay. That's okay, because it's who I am. And it's also what I'm here to do. Help others move out of the shoulds and into a life that serves them and the world. Because when we are self-serving, instead of always being of service to everyone else, that's where we can really impact. Because we're not dismissing our own needs in order to serve. We are honoring our own needs from a place of service. So that's this week. Until next week, peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.